But I secretly hope she's wearing something super, super slutty, like a bandage dress. And still, can you imagine if she's wearing heels? Hi, guys. Welcome to the very first episode of What the Actual. When you're almost 30 and still figuring things out, trust me, it's fine. So in today's episode, I want to talk about a couple things. Bird scooters, Venmo FOMO, and getting my first tattoo before a second date. Let's get into it. In LA, there's this thing called Bird, and it's basically motorized scooter, like the Razor scooters, but with a motor attached to it, and it's kind of like a weird version of Uber. And I recommend it sort of like, if there's somewhere you want to go that's too short for Uber, like you'd be embarrassed about ordering an Uber to go two blocks, but you have to get somewhere faster and want to walk. So I'm still trying to figure out like what you're actually using Bird for, but you see people using them all over the place here. One thing I've heard is that West Hollywood, they actually passed a ban on them. So they started in Santa Monica, but West Hollywood was like, make it stop. So they were basically being littered all over the place because you pick them up, drop them off, and just leave them wherever you want. So like New York, how there's the city bike. The main difference is that unlike city bike where there's hubs, Bird, you just leave them wherever you want. So they were showing up like in people's driveways, in front of stores, like flipped into lawns. So it doesn't look awesome. First issue is that in West Hollywood, it's illegal to ride a bike without a helmet. So there's helmet laws. And on the scooters, no one's wearing a helmet. So it's based off of the app. It's the Bird app that you can use to locate the other scooters. And you kind of like ping them. It's on GPS. You can pick which one based on how much juice is on the motor. So if you see one with 30%, you're like, no. Next to one that's 80. So you'll pick the one that has the 80%. But so you'll use the app, and in the app it says, okay, you have to wear a helmet. You have to scan your ID, a driver's license, which I think that's pretty intense. I don't know if like you need to consider this as it's almost like, Jesus, it's not a motorcycle. They can go up to 15 miles an hour. And I have seen some people bomb down the street in those things. But I don't know. I don't think you need a license to drive those. That's a bit much. But anyways, yeah, you need to scan your ID to use it. And it warns you. It says you have to use a helmet. And if there's a bike lane, you have to use the bike lane. But if not, I don't know if you're supposed to use the street or the sidewalk. But people use both. And I'll tell you. So I'm from Massachusetts and I'm used to like roads just being completely fucked with potholes. Roads here are fine. The sidewalks are atrocious. You'll go down and it's just cracked in half. And it's like the San Andreas fault line on the sidewalk. Anyone that's driving those things on the sidewalk, you're going to eat it hard. I've actually heard of people doing it. One guy I work with, I don't know if it was his first time on one, but he came into work and had cuts all over his arm. And I was like, what happened? And he said he had to bail on the scooter. And thank God he was able to bail into some grass, but it could have been bad. That reason alone is why I refused to get onto one until I had health insurance. I'm not even joking. I was like, I'm not even doing it. I'm either going to eat shit and fall off of it, or I'm going to get hit by a car not paying attention. So I waited until the health insurance kicked in before even stepping foot on one of those things. I want to like it, but I don't quite get it. It's supposed to be super cheap. I think it's starting at $1 and then 15 cents after that. It's like collect calling. Yeah, so I ended up using one like going down to the Grove. And I want to say it was like 20 minutes or something, 15 minutes. And it ended up being like $4. So it's kind of fun if you just want to like dick around or if you want to go somewhere short really fast. Otherwise, just take a Lyft or an Uber. I mean, it would be the same price for, like, a fraction of the time. So, yeah, I'm still trying to figure out. But, yeah, so basically West Hollywood is like, we don't want this shit here anymore. Because you end up seeing clusters of them all down Melrose. So overnight, people get paid to charge them. So you'll see people in vans, like, collecting and kidnapping these things. And then plop them off in the morning because you get paid. And it's just an eyesore. And I guess people aren't digging getting run over by scooters. So I get it. I mean, when I first saw them, I was like, whoa, that's a huge thing. Like, this is going to go huge. But now, I don't know. I'm not, like, 100% sold. And it's an interesting theory. Like, I feel like it would be better in New York City, where it's like a block type thing, than LA. LA is just too spread out. I mean, there's nowhere you want to go that you can't Uber. You know, like, stuff's too far away. It's not like, oh, I'm going to Trader Joe's, that's 9 blocks away. No, Trader Joe's is like a 45-minute drive. Okay, maybe not drive, but I use a bus, so it feels like it's 45 minutes. Bird, still not sure. It's like quickly becoming part of LA pop culture. And I saw an Instagram post, you know, the Overheard New York, Overheard LA Instagram accounts. So there was an Overheard LA, and it was a girl talking to one of her friends on the phone. And she said, I just took my first bird of shame. Like, walk of shame, except she rode a bird. I would pay to see what she was wearing. I really hope it was like, although I have a feeling she was probably wearing jeans, t-shirt, and Vans, which I wear that all the time. But I secretly hope she's wearing something super, super slutty, like a bandage dress. And still, can you imagine if she's wearing heels? Like, she's still stringing her heels in her hand, like Walk of Shame style. She has a sweatshirt and a bandage dress. She's just going barefoot. I wish I could see that. In other news, I got my first tattoo a couple weeks ago. I went to Alchemy Tattoo up in Silver Lake. They did a great job. Love it. Yeah, the experience was pretty easy. It actually didn't hurt at all, which was shocking. So, partially because I got a tiny tat. I'm basic. I know, it's fine. So I got a tiny tat, and it was just a single needle tattoo. So that could be why it didn't hurt, is because it's basically not even a tattoo. Yeah, so like, I can't really claim, oh yeah, tattoos don't hurt, because I basically have the most minimalistic tattoo you can possibly get besides getting a freckle tattoo. So I'm interested to see. I want to get more. My mom said I'm breaking her heart. Sorry, Mom. You can't be surprised, though. I've liked tattoos since I was like 16. I watched Miami Ink and then LA Ink. I had a Miami Ink cell phone. It was a Razor phone. It was a dark gray Razor with a white koi fish. Was sick. Sick. Like, you can't be surprised. So yeah, I have one. I already know a bunch more I want to get. I posted a picture of it on on Instagram, so you can see what it looks like. But it's a Roman numeral 26. It's not for my age, what everyone probably thinks. It's actually a quote that was, "Give me 26 soldiers of lead and I'll conquer the world." It's a pretty dope quote. It's basically talking about the 26 letters of the alphabet that are used for the printing press. Communications and writing and speaking, and it's just dope. It's kind of a reminder for me to keep writing and keep creating stuff, so getting too deep with that. But it's funny, I've already had a couple people ask me, oh, what's with the 26? And then I tell them that quote and they're like, oh shit, okay. I got it done actually right before a second date. So that was good planning, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What could go wrong? Nothing, right? Yep, sure. The whole day, so I had the day off. The whole day my roommate had been using me as a hair model for her salon, so I got like full glammed up by her. She did full highlights for me. I got a blowout. She did like a little trim for me. And then I go get a tattoo done. Sure, and then just stack it. Like, why not? Just go fucking crazy. Had a second date. Okay. Yep. went well, I guess. I had a third date after, but I was like, bitch, I can't keep doing this like full glam before every date I have. This is insane. But that's what you get for having a stylist as a roommate. She's like my like on-hand glam squad. I just gotta keep up the fantasy, you know? So earlier this year, Refinery29, the website, they posted an article that was basically talking about how Venmo is causing FOMO. So two things there for my senior citizen listeners or anyone who's not familiar with those things. So Venmo is the cash sharing app that you can use basically. So one person can use a card and then like you can just split things with your friends. FOMO is an acronym for the fear of missing out. Basically, it's like the number one millennial problem that's not really a problem, but it's just something we love to complain about. People have been reporting that there's a lot of FOMO that comes from Instagram and seeing people, you know, going on vacation or going out to brunch and just posting cool, fun pictures. Because no one is posting like everyday boring stuff. You use it just to brag and, like, show cool stuff or, like, to make announcements. Some people use it for businesses, like, to show art and whatever. But, like, normal day-to-day stuff, for the most part, people are just saying, like, look at how good I'm doing. Look at this cool meal. Look at this cool place I went. So if you're scrolling through, oftentimes you can experience FOMO because you're like, well, what the fuck? Here I am going to work. And this person's in Dubai? What? Or, okay, I'm making myself 2-cent pasta and this person's going to amazing sushi dinner. So on the app, you'll usually see stuff that's like pretty normal. You can use little emojis too. So you'll usually see like rent money, utility money, emoji of a TV and a money bag. And it's pretty much the same. Like you'll scroll through and just see the same stuff, especially around the first of the month. But there's the occasional gems that make absolutely no sense. So most people don't change the little message to private. You can make it public between friends or private. I usually just set mine to private because I usually break down like, this is the money for rent and bills and it's boring and no one needs to see that. But people have realized that when you post it publicly, you can also kind of joke with the person. What was one? I had to write them down. But the funny thing is it's usually just for like cab fare, paying for dinner, like you bought me concert tickets, or like drunk food. But some of the captions are ridiculous. So it's usually like just the tip, because you paid for the tip. Or totally random, that thing you do with your tongue. this one, maybe they're nice parasites. That one I honestly don't know if they were doing it to be embarrassing or if there's a story behind it. I'm a little concerned for this person. Really good one I saw about rent, though, was it was I scream, you scream, we all scream about rent. Just in case you needed another outlet to feel bad about having a boring day and another reason to feel bad about yourself and another way to stalk people because, you know, there isn't enough. People are feeling upset at their friends because they can tell when they're going out. Jenna and Megan, thanks for the pizza, girl. And then your other friend will see it and get pissed. Like, okay, if you're scrolling through Venmo, like, just have a glass of wine. You need help. If you're trolling for your own friends on Venmo, that's bad. But I get it. If you're, like, going through and and you're going to just pay utilities and you just see, like, poolside and Margs or thanks for the tickets, that's annoying. But I don't know, I thought the article was a little far-fetched saying that Venmo's causing FOMO. Like, okay, interesting though, but I thought it was kind of sad. But yeah, I wanted to talk about the different descriptions on there. So next time you're on Venmo, you can look at, what is it, like your friends section. But then don't look at that because who cares? Go to just like the worldwide random ones, especially around nighttime, and you'll basically see people drunk Venmoing each other. Lots of pizza slices, lots of like, thanks for the blackout cab ride. And then tons of sexual innuendos, like just the tip and other bullshit from people. That's all for today's episode of What the Actual. Again, I'm Lindsay Milster. Hope you guys enjoyed listening and had fun. To those of you already supporting What the Actual with monthly subscription, thanks guys, you're pretty awesome. If you're not already a supporter and you'd like to help make the show possible, tap the link that's in the show description or visit anchor.fm/whattheactual and become a monthly supporter. That'd be pretty sweet. It's now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, basically wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find What the Actual. So yeah, hopefully this made your Monday a little less miserable. If not, whatever, you have the weekend to look forward to. I'll see you guys next Monday. Until then, go have fun and keep the internet weird. All right, we'll see you guys next week.